It was extremely important to Stanton that Booth be captured alive, so federal investigators could interrogate him to unravel the extent of the conspiracy and determine how it might link to Jefferson Davis and his government. Baker and Conger, however, botched the operation. Instead of slowly turning up the pressure and waiting out Booth, who was outnumbered nearly 30-1, Conger lost his cool and his patience. After the 15-minute deadline had passed and Booth appeared to him to be stalling, Conger wanted to end the standoff. So did Baker. Doherty wanted to wait until daylight, but the two detectives overruled him. Conger struck a match and lit a pile of pine needles and hay at one corner of the barn to force the actor out. Quickly, flames shot up the structure's weathered boards and timbers. Baker had unlocked the barn door at the opposite end and stood near the entrance to look inside. As the fire spread inside, Booth, clutching a pistol and carbine with a crutch under one arm, hobbled to the center of the barn. Sergeant Thomas Boston Corbett was an eccentric religious fanatic who emigrated from England and castrated himself so he would not be tempted by immoral women. Peering through a space in the barn siding, the trigger-happy Union soldier had kept his Colt revolver trained on Booth. When the actor began taking steps toward the barn door where Baker stood, Corbett fired his weapon. He claimed he squeezed off a shot because he thought Booth was about to shoot Baker and that he aimed for the actor's shoulder. But the round struck Booth high in the back of his neck, a mortal wound. Corbett said Providence directed him to pull the trigger. Conger was furious with the sergeant, realizing that his rash act killed the chances for having Booth reveal any larger conspiracy. The assassin was dragged from the burning barn and placed first under an apple tree, then carried to the veranda of the farmhouse, where he was put on a mattress. Conger sent a soldier to Port Royal to find a doctor, and with Baker hovered over the actor as he lay dying. When Baker opened Booth's collar, he found where the bullet had struck him. After trying to swallow water and then whiskey from a glass, Booth attempted to speak, but did so only in gasps and faint whispers. "Kill me," he mumbled several times. He was paralyzed from the neck down. Conger put his ear close to Booth's mouth to listen. "Tell my mother I'd die for my country," he heard the actor mutter. The two detectives could get him to say nothing of value. Conger and Baker rifled through Booth's pockets to collect his personal effects, including what appeared to be a pocket diary. Conger wrapped it all in a handkerchief. They also took what little Harold had on him, which included a small piece of a map. And just to confirm that the man lying in front of them was Booth, the detectives pulled out their photos of the actor and held them close to his face.